This is Jay Parker. I'm excited to tell you about the inaugural Hot, Holy, and Humorous Marriage Cruise. We'll be sailing from Galveston, Texas, October 14 through 21, and travel through the Western Caribbean. With workshops about intimacy, interactive learning, and plenty of opportunities to engage with your spouse, you'll cultivate healthier and holier sexual intimacy. Visit my website at hotholyhumorous.com to learn more, or click the link in the show notes.
Welcome to Sex Chat for Christian Wives. I'm Chris Taylor of Honeycomb and Spice.
I'm Gay Christmas of Calm, Healthy, Sexy.
I'm Jay Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous.
And I'm Bonnie Burns of Strong Wives.
Pull up your chair to our virtual kitchen table and let's chat.
Welcome back to another episode of Sex Chat for Christian Wives. Today, we are discussing sex scheduling. This is a term that we throw around in our kitchen table conversations, and yet it's been a while since we devoted a whole episode to this controversial topic. So let's just start by defining our term. Ladies, what does sex scheduling mean to you?
To me, I just think of it as coming up with a time that you agree sex is going to happen. It's just that simple. It's just we're agreeing on a time where we're going to focus on at least trying to make sex happen.
Yeah, now I think it's planning ahead, but I used to have this idea that sex scheduling meant you were kind of locked into like every single Wednesday, no matter what. And I just had this idea that it was restrictive rather than helpful. But now I just think it's planning ahead.
Yeah, I think it's basically just not leaving sex to chance, and it can take different forms for different couples.
Yeah, I agree. It's flexible. And it means you're prioritizing sex, whether it's actually having sex, like Gay was saying, or, you know, oral or whatever else playful you want to do. It doesn't have to be intercourse.
Yeah, we have a kind of a broad definition of sex here, I think. It's physical intimacy of various kinds.
Yes. And I would say that sex scheduling is about having sex, but it's also because you're prioritizing that time, you're prioritizing, intimacy. For some, sex is more emotionally intimate. So for some, it's also prioritizing emotional intimacy.
I think also that when my husband and I will schedule, we don't usually put it actually on the calendar specifically, but it is planning ahead and setting a time, whether it's same day or next day or whatever. We do that for other things in our marriage too. Like we set a time to, you know, go take a walk. We set a time to do dinner. We set a time to do this. So to me, it's kind of a piece of we schedule other things that we think are important that lead to intimacy. So why not sex too?
So what are some reasons a married couple would consider sex scheduling?
Well, so we mentioned before that it's a way of helping us prioritize sex. And if you're scheduling it, it just makes sure that that aspect of your life doesn't get buried by everything else going on. It's really easy to be tired from things or have so much busyness going on that you don't get around to sex. And scheduling ahead of time can help you make sure that you don't let that drop off the radar.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, especially with, you know, young children, school-age children, and then maybe people at the other end who are like caring for parents or older relatives, so much of your time can just get sucked up. Or people with really busy work schedules, you know, all your time can be taken up and you have to prioritize the things that are important to you. So, I mean, that could be like rest and relaxation. It could be like taking care of your health, but taking care of your marriage is something that you want to prioritize too before all that time gets taken away by other things.
We've actually decided we're going to start scheduling sex for a while because we have, our sex life has really dropped off since we've moved in with my husband's dad. And it's been very difficult. He and I have both had various health problems. And between that and the exhaustion and all that, it's really easy to just not get around to it. We've noticed that we've been bickering more. We've been assuming, not doing a good job of assuming the best of each other's intentions. And we know that when we are having sex more frequently and it becomes easier, our relationship becomes better outside the bedroom. I mean, this is just, we've both kind of not gotten around to it in a good way. So yes, we're about to jump on the scheduling bandwagon.
Yeah, I think it's also important in terms of being able to prepare yourself for what you need to do. So if I know sex is coming at a certain time, whether it's the same day or the next day or the next or whatever, then I can kind of start getting my mental side ready for that, as well as physical. You know, look, I've been known to be like, oh, well, we're going to have sex later while I'm in the shower. I guess I'll shave my legs this time. Not that my husband cares so much, but I like to, you know, come fresh, fresh as a daisy. And, but it helps you prepare yourself. And if you need more time to get in that mood, then you have time to do it. And so if I know sex is going to happen tonight or tomorrow, then I can mentally prepare myself, but I can also be more affectionate with my husband, different times, different touches. We can flirt a little bit so we can kind of kick up that foreplay a little bit so that when we finally get there to the scheduled time,
you're halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah. We're kind of ready to really just enjoy the experience and we're not starting from zero.
It also lets you save some energy for it. Like, I think for a lot of women, they feel like sex requires energy. And so if you know that you are planning to have sex, you can reserve some of your energy for it and not just go full out all day and be completely depleted, you know, by the time you get to that point in the day.
Yeah, I think that's the main reason I love sex scheduling, because I am cognizant that I need to save some of myself from the busy day. So What I will do on the days that we schedule is I will make sure I'm only doing maybe one errand, or I'll only see, you know, a few clients that day, just so I can conserve energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think also if you do that, you can schedule it where you make sure you have enough time for what you need. Now, I mean, it's possible to schedule a quickie, but a lot of times if we try to engage at the end of the day or when we're already sapped or whatever, then we don't necessarily have the time, or maybe we try something, we feel rushed, but if we've actually made space for it, and that doesn't mean that you never get interrupted and but if you've made space for it, you made time on your calendar, then you don't feel like you're supposed to be somewhere else doing something else. You just know you can focus in that moment and take the time needed to really experience arousal and pleasure and climax and even maybe have time to cuddle after.
No time for that.
I also think that scheduling sex can be a good idea for couples who have been just sort of out of the practice of sex to just kind of put it on the calendar and get back into something of a habit. So to say, okay, we're just going to go ahead and have this space once a week and come together and then just start kind of rekindling your sexual intimacy and see how it goes. It's a date. It's basically a sex date. And I think it's good sometimes to just say, okay, we've been out of this practice and we need to get back to dating sexually.
That's pretty much what we're doing. We had that was what we did for Valentine's Day, as we talked about that. You know, my journey has included really coming out of a sex averse period of time, and scheduling was a way of making sure frequency happened and kind of building up some regularity and frequency. And that didn't make sex life better, but it made it easier to work on the things because we were used to having sex regularly.
So I'm also thinking about, you know, before we actually started recording, I was telling y'all how I wanted to get back into some exercise. So I kind of think of it like, for a lot of wives, there's kind of a use it or lose it thing. And actually, I think that's true for some husbands too, that it's easier to do something that you're in the habit of doing. And as I've said, there are certain muscles, shall we say, that get used in sexual intimacy that are not necessarily common to other practices. And so kind of getting back into that habit can actually help your body acclimate. So when I'm thinking about wanting to exercise, it's not going to work for me to say, I'm just going to like land on the treadmill when I happen to land on the treadmill, or when I'm feeling it, that's when I'll exercise and I'll do it once a month. That's not really developing a routine. And we want sex in marriage to be a regular occurrence. Regular doesn't have to be a certain number of times, but I'm just saying it needs to be something that is just part of your relationship.
So now we're going to take just a moment to listen to a word from our sponsor.
We'd like to thank Share the Soap, a woman-owned Christian small business, for sponsoring this episode. Share the Soap offers luxurious face care, lip care, and body care items wrapped in aromatherapy. My favorite part of receiving a Share the Soap product is opening the box and breathing in serenity. Not only are these items fragranced with natural oils, the additional butters used to create the soaps are locally sourced, and all colorants are derived from nature. Share the Soap products are value-priced to reflect the high-quality natural ingredients. Her products make great gifts for any occasion, or make self-care your priority and get something for yourself. Thank you, Share the Soap, for pampering our friends with responsible ingredients and environmentally friendly packaging. So click the link in the show notes to find your favorite product at Share the Soap.
So to continue our discussion about sex scheduling, ladies, the biggest objection I hear from some husbands and wives about sex scheduling is that it lacks spontaneity and it feels too weird and inauthentic. What thoughts do you have around this idea?
I think if people feel that way, they can do it very casually. I mean, some people it might work to say, okay, we're going to put it on our shared Google Calendar. But if that feels weird to you, I mean, I feel like my husband and I do schedule sex, but we don't actually call it that. You know, we don't say, okay, we're going to schedule this, or it's going to be every week, you know, and we don't put it on a calendar. But it's like, just think of it as planning. If for some reason schedule doesn't appeal to you or your spouse.
We're the same way, Gay. We don't actually put it on the calendar, but what we will do is say things like, hey, how about later today? Or what do you think about tomorrow? You know, what's good timing? Or, you know, it's been a while. Hey, we need to plan this.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you're in the, you know, the time of life where you have three school age kids in activities every day, you might have to be a little more scheduled, I guess. I mean, it just kind of depends on your personalities and where you are in life.
For years, I had that same feeling about how scheduling sex lacks spontaneity, and it's inauthentic, and it just isn't real because it's scheduled. And I got thinking about where that idea came from, and I realized I was thinking about movies and TV shows I'd seen where it just magically sort of happens. And I thought, well, I can't be basing my sex life on what works for Disney princesses. So, so you know, even though we do schedule, there's still part of me that feels like it's not quite what I want to do. But one of the things I've realized is that even when you're scheduling sex, it doesn't mean that there's no wooing or that you don't still take time and enjoy it. It's not like all of a sudden you just, okay, it's 7:20 p.m., take your clothes off, let's go. It's still just, it's like when you're dating, you're planning ahead for dates. This is just the same thing. And it's a date with a very, very happy ending.
Also, I would say just about everybody listening to this podcast did schedule sex. It was called your wedding night. It was on the calendar. You knew that sex was going to be part of that or your honeymoon. And you expected
everybody else
to happen. And nobody was like, well, it's just going to be really bad sex because we put it on the calendar. Like, I hope you didn't think that. And that actually reminds me of a couple that has a podcast, Matt and Jen Schmidt. One thing that he said was, don't schedule bad sex. Like, that's kind of the point is, like, if you think that scheduling means you're going to have bad sex, well, don't schedule bad sex. Make it something that you really pay attention to. Like, you might plan a date and you might make it a very meaningful romantic experience. Why couldn't you do the same thing with sexual intimacy?
Yeah, I'll just affirm that when you first start with sex scheduling, it is a little weird. And even that honeymoon night, that can be a little weird too. So I just want to acknowledge that's the experience for some people. Now, does it have to stay that way? Does it have to stay feeling stilted and inauthentic? No. Once you get over those initial thought processes and attitudes that this is somehow not passionate, because of what Chris has said, I think we are culturally trained to think that it just happens magically. And in a long-term marriage, let's just be real, it doesn't. So What I would suggest is that if you can stick with it for 90 days, so if you can give yourself a probationary window of trial. You know, let's try this for 90 days, 3 months, and see how it works for us. And then at the end of the 90 days, you reassess, have a conversation. How can we make this better? If it's not as good as you'd like, or maybe it'll be fantastic and you'll be so pleasantly surprised you won't believe it.
I think that's a great point, Bonnie, because a lot of people will maybe try this once or twice and say, well, it didn't work for us. But actually, they didn't take time to get past the awkward stuff and maybe figure out good ways of doing it.
For women who are trying to rebuild their interest in sex and they're trying to restore the intimacy in their marriage, I think scheduling sex can be a really helpful step in getting to the point of not needing to schedule it anymore. I mean, you know, part of being comfortable and just having spontaneous sex, if that's what you really want, part of that is just getting comfortable having sex and making it part of your everyday thoughts and feelings. And so, you know, if you schedule sex as part of, well, we need to work on something, this is something we can do, that doesn't mean you always have to do it. It might be you do it for those 90 days that Bonnie suggested, and then you realize that maybe you don't need to schedule it anymore, or it just doesn't feel like you're scheduling it.
I like to think of scheduling as planned spontaneity.
There you go.
I would encourage, though, if one spouse really wants to try this, and it seems to work for them. You know, this is a mutual experience. This isn't just about, I need spontaneity all the time. That's not realistic. So if the lower desire spouse really finds this helpful, I think it's full of care and compassion for that higher desire to really look at this as a way to connect. And it's about intimacy. It's not about the passion and the intensity that might be in the back of their minds.
I was just remembering the show The Big Bang Theory, which I loved because I grew up surrounded by nerds. Two of the characters, Amy and Sheldon, are on their honeymoon, and they run into this issue where he really needs to have everything scheduled and planned, and he does that so he doesn't forget. And what they decide is, you know, she says, okay, you can schedule it, but just don't tell me what the schedule is. And so I thought, well, you know, that's a way, if one person really struggles with that idea of it's not spontaneous, it can still be made to work. One person can schedule and then surprise the other.
Yeah. For me, it would be a way of leaning into me and really caring for me if that person can go, you know what? I can lay aside my assumptions for a little bit, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I think it's also important to understand that when we say this can feel weird and inauthentic, that when you say, I'm going to schedule that, that does not mean you cannot also have spontaneous sex at other times. Not all of your sex is scheduled. I mean, it might be depending on your situation, but it doesn't have to be. So we will sometimes plan ahead and then sometimes we won't. But also, it can happen where you plan something and then it doesn't work out, or you get there and you're trying and like really your brains are somewhere else and something else is going on. And if you actually have this regular sexual intimacy that can come from scheduling, then one of those times missed isn't that big a deal. You can get there and it doesn't work out and you're like, oh, well, not today, but we can make it happen the next time. So it's not, I just feel like sometimes people feel like when they put it on the calendar, then they're pressured. Well, I have to show up and I have to do X, which, I mean, hopefully if you've listened to us long enough or you go back and listen to us more, we're trying to get to a point where you think I get to do this, not I have to do this. That's sex is for you too. But just because it's on the calendar doesn't mean it's going to happen every single time.
Just like in regular life, sometimes plans change.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else to add? All right. So then, ladies, we have people who are just dying to jump on the bandwagon. I can feel it.
Woohoo!
Yes, we
everybody love has their calendars out and ready to go.
Yep, they got their Google all pulled up. So, what practical suggestions can you offer a couple who are thinking about trying sex scheduling?
So this is a suggestion for people who still might be hesitant or not ready to jump on the bandwagon. I think one way to think about it is that a lot of the important and good things in our lives, we do schedule. So we schedule vacations, you know, way ahead because we want to make sure that happens. We schedule holiday plans. We schedule date nights. You know, in terms of things that are good for us, we schedule exercise or time to make healthy meals. So all of these good things don't happen spontaneously. So why would sex have to be any different? For those who haven't quite don't have their Google Calendar open yet, I would say just think of it as this is one of the important and worthwhile things, like many others, that are helped by scheduling.
I actually think it can be helpful to not call it sex scheduling or sex on your calendar. If you have a more playful attitude or, you know, a euphemism, the people that I know who do this, who get playful and they'll write date night, winky face, you know, or something like that, then that starts giving you some more positive feelings about it rather than if you just put sex, which I think sex is a positive word, but it doesn't have the same excitement as something else. So I don't know what that looks like. I had some friends that they called it spelunking. So they would be like, we're spelunking on this night or whatever. So, you know, coming up with your euphemisms for what you're going to call it and have your little couple communication, you know, it could be also something if you have kids around or maybe you have in-laws around or something, you can come up with, you know what, we can't do anything that night. It's a budget night.
We used to have Chinese, so we would just sometimes write Chinese on the, I don't even remember. Oh, because we got Chinese food China. One night. And
oh, I thought it was your China. Come home.
No, come home. I'm naked already.
There you go.
No, although we do use that. But yeah, it was just one of those things that we could have a conversation about when the kids were around it without having to worry about what they were hearing. So it would be, yeah, we should get Chinese soon. And then I'm thinking Chinese food or Chinese?
Our little euphemism was putt-putt because one year for our anniversary, we went to Myrtle Beach and played putt-putt. And so someone asked us, what'd you do for your anniversary? And we said, played putt-putt. And they went, oh, and they're winking. Okay, you played putt-putt. So,
funny.
So we adopted it. We thought, okay, we're going to use that as our term. So we played putt-putt.
It's funny when you have something like that, because just having an inside joke is part of what builds the intimacy between you in other ways.
Yeah. I think you can also trade off the planning of it. Maybe doing something on those scheduled times, like to make it special. Like, okay, well, this week I'm in charge of the date night or whatever, and you go set the candles and the music or whatever, and then maybe next time he does it. So that way there's some spontaneity that you bring to it. There's some planning, but there's something that surprises your spouse. So it doesn't feel staid, you know?
So like you're both wooing each other.
Yes.
Another way to make it less weird is to find a time during the week when you might already be more interested in sex. Mm. So for me personally, it was the days that I worked out. There's just a high correlation for me between working out and being interested in sex. So those were the days that we would schedule it because I would be in a better frame of mind and body. Mm-hmm. So it was less weird because I was already primed.
So prime the pump.
I think that's true also for times of day, because sometimes sex scheduling could be something like, okay, we're going to have a lunch date. And so once a week, we're going to come home from work, meet up at home because the kids are in school and noon is a better time. We still have energy, whatever. Mm-hmm. So be creative about when you put it on the calendar.
Right. I mean, it could be morning if that works for you. It doesn't have to be evening.
I know some young couples out there are probably thinking, yeah, there's also this app that we can use to schedule with each other. I know there are those things and my husband and I don't do them. So good for you. I don't have anything to say about that.
We know they exist.
So that's a thing out there that you young folk can figure out.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, yes, if you're two full-time working people, even then you need the schedule. But as children come along and you're two full-time working people, that makes it even more sticky And I think as life gets busier, the idea of scheduling to prioritize your intimacy becomes more important.
It also can help if you're scheduling sex to schedule some things for your kids at that time as well. Like maybe what you do is you choose the time that that really great educational program comes on that you're fine with your kids seeing. And so you're like, oh, great. It's Wednesday at 6 and you guys get to sit here and watch this. Mom and dad are going to go have budget night. We're going to play putt-putt in our bedroom.
So we're basically going to wrangle those numbers.
Basically, you schedule your sex life around Barney.
I heard Barney's coming back.
I did too. That's why he's on my mind.
I was never so desperate for sex that I put my kids in front of Barney. Sorry for the Barney fans out there. Not my cup of tea.
I didn't like him. That's the song.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us around this sex scheduling or planning or caretaking of your marriage. We hope that you've gleaned a few practical tips and thoughts and maybe some things to just consider and communicate with your husband about. Thanks for joining us at the virtual kitchen table for another great chat. We'd appreciate your feedback. Please leave a 5-star rating and or review so that others can find the show. And also, check out our website and webinars at forchristianwives.com. That's F-O-R, forchristianwives.com. And visit our individual ministry pages for more resources as well.